The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Growing up in the U.S. is like being submerged into a melting pot filled with so many beautiful cultures. And within those cultures come the hardships. In Identity Crisis, sit down with me to understand the true meaning and experience of growing up in the U.S., constantly being torn between the American and Arab cultures. Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today on a new episode of Identity Crisis. I have been very thankful for this experience and being able to really get my feelings out and really my true experiences of growing up Palestinian American as a woman. And I'm really hoping that you guys are enjoying it. So today what I wanted to talk about was something that is a very serious topic, and it's definitely gotten its spotlight as years have progressed. And I just wanted to talk about mental health. And I wanted to explain kind of how mental health is seen in the Arab world, how it's progressed, how things have gotten better, and just all that kind of stuff. So I feel like in the past, and this can be from all aspects, I feel like mental health was seen in a very interesting way. I think it could have been lack of understanding or lack of information or not understanding or knowing if it was real or not. And I have seen that be a common theme in many different families, not just Arab families. But I think it's time that we really do acknowledge it, because, you know, mental health is a real thing and it's affected a lot of people in different ways. And some people feel shame or embarrassment when they have to speak about their mental health and the fact that they're not doing well. And, you know, I definitely do applaud people who do talk about that and they are vocal about how they're feeling and how things are affecting them. Now, the biggest misconception that I wanted to talk about was that mental health doesn't exist, or depression doesn't exist, or anxiety doesn't exist. And that could be a very common thing that is said around many families. I'm just speaking in Arab terms. I want to explain to you guys what it's like in my family and what it's like with what I hear. So just to kind of give you guys a background, my parents immigrated here by themselves, specifically my dad. He immigrated here and started everything by himself. And of course, he had his parents' support, but it was from a distance. You know, they were still back home. They were in Hebron. As for my mom, she got married and she came out here. Now, I've always truly felt that mental health has grown. And when I say grown, I mean the way of how informed people have become about it. So with my dad immigrating here, he had to do a lot of things alone. And I feel like there's a common theme or a common joke that when you tell your parents, oh, I'm depressed, oh, I'm having anxiety, oh, blank, 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 the joke is that Arab parents will say, oh, well, I immigrated here and I did all this by myself, so, you know, you're fine. That doesn't exist. But of course, that's not the case. Parents don't dismiss, at least my parents, they don't dismiss us like that. You know, my parents have a really good radar on picking up when there is something wrong with us. Of course, when I was younger, I never truly thought my parents would understand those types of things. And of course, I didn't understand mental health awareness or mental health issues as a child. But as I did grow up, I did realize that my parents were really welcoming about it, because they understand it and they understand that we are growing up in a different society. Now, there are different families that are really old school and they don't really see how mental health can affect someone. And they immediately just say, well, hey, you're healthy, you have food and you have a house, you're fine. There's nothing to be depressed about. Like, why are you depressed? And I think it can be like toxic in some senses, because it's just the lack of understanding what can be contributed to depression or anxiety or any mental health issues. And it's really the lack of awareness that some Arab parents do have, and I'm speaking in what they expose themselves to. So I personally think it's all about environment. My parents, they have a lot of friends who are not Arab. My dad, he works in a non-Arab community or environment. My mom is also exposed to that, but it's more my dad on the other end that's exposed to a lot more Americans in his workplace environment, and he understands this is common. But with parents who choose to put themselves only in Arab communities, it becomes kind of like a taboo topic because Arabs don't really talk about this. They don't talk about mental health awareness, but when you kind of mix yourself into a community that is open about it, you also become more open about talking about it. But like I said, I feel like older generations, they did go through a lot more, specifically the ones who did immigrate from another country. They did go through a lot more coming here and really starting their life. But I also think it's important to acknowledge that, you know, it is a different generation. And I think when parents finally understand that times really have changed and things haven't become harder, but they have become harder in a sense. Like with their generation, they had things that were hard and things that were easy, but things that were really easy then are not as hard anymore. Things have just been a lot more advanced, a lot more complicated. So another thing that plays a big role in it, I feel, is it's like me explaining the differences between the older generation and the newer generation and how they are exposed to mental health awareness and how it actually affects day-to-day life is that in the past, I feel like social media wasn't really a big thing. I'm not even going to say I feel like it wasn't. And I feel like with social media comes a lot of comparison, a lot of doubt, a lot of different points of views. And I feel like with everyone dipping their opinions into different point of views, it really allows us to constantly be exposed to that and think about if we're enough, if we're doing enough, if we look good enough, if we are doing things correctly. And that could play a role into some, you know, mental health issues. And with that said, however, social media has also been the reason that people have become so aware about mental health. And I'm really happy about that because I feel like there are struggles and there are actual literal, you know, some people are really, really suffering with mental health issues. And I feel like if you go and if you tell like an Arab parent in the past, hey, I'm suffering with depression, I think they would look at you and look at you like you were stupid. But now, you know, things have gotten better and things are getting acknowledged. And although they're not perfect and people are still struggling to really explain to their families that, hey, I really am battling this and I'm struggling and I really need some help, there are still those families that some people are not comfortable with going to. But thankfully, my family has become so aware of these issues. And, you know, of course, because there are so many of us, we all know that things like this are bound to happen. And for that, I'm really thankful that my parents have made us comfortable to understand the awareness and understand that, you know, things can, all these experiences in life, they're different. And they are starting to finally realize, yeah, you know what, we may have gone through these things, but our kids are going through different things because it is completely a different generation and our struggles and their struggles are very different. And depending on, you know, who it is, people take in struggles and take in issues in a different way and they cope in different ways. And that's the beauty in how advanced our world has become. I feel like with the advancements of all of the world, we have become more aware of the things that we need to be aware of. We have become more understanding of the things we need to be understanding of. And that's honestly a great thing. Now, I do say, so I am in the US, so things are completely different for me than a lot of other parts of the world. And the last thing I kind of wanted to touch on how it's viewed in the Middle East and just overall with the Middle Eastern cultures. So I feel like they're so stigmatized in the Middle East because of cultural reasons. And I think that it implies that mental health conditions, I would say specifically depression and anxiety, are not treated because people have a resistance to seek help. And I think that plays into the cultural role because the attitudes towards it can become associated with other things. They see it as not, you know, in terms of men, not being a man, not being strong enough, not really wanting to even acknowledge that those mental health issues are there. You know that in the Arab world, people do rely on a lot more religion than science. And I'm really just speaking from things that I've heard about, things, articles I've read, and things that I have not personally experienced, but I have seen it firsthand. So there are some folk ideas in the Arab culture that become a reason why people don't seek actual medical treatment for mental health issues. And Arabs, they like to turn to healers for cases that are affecting mental health because people assume that it is a quote unquote black magic or evil eye or someone being possessed by certain bad devils or having a weak faith in God. So because the Arab world is so heavily influenced by their religion, they immediately turn to, oh, well, this is something to do with your relationship with God and the religion. So they will reach out to spiritual healers like sheikhs or I don't know about the Christian or Catholic Arabs, but I'll just say with the Muslim Arabs, they will mainly reach out to sheikhs and they will immediately think it has to do with something with how strong your faith is with God. And that's it. And that could be a big reason. And it probably is a big reason why a lot of Arabs don't reach out for help is because they just rely on the fact that it's because of God and it's because of the relationship with God and the fact that they need to be healed or they have an evil eye on them. And just to kind of give it more support, in a study I was actually reading, there was a study with 201 participants and they were basically assessing people's attitudes towards mental health in the United Arab Emirates. That's like Dubai, Abu Dhabi, countries over there. And there was actually no results showing association with gender, nationality, age with mental health issues. But there was a strong correlation found with traditional family values. And it actually varied across different genders. But males did have higher levels. So that does make sense in terms of men feeling like they aren't able to express their feelings because of the image that they have to put on about being a strong man and they don't have these issues and they're not weak. So I definitely do think that the cultural values have a large, large say in this. And to mention that during the study, they basically gave people a survey and a lot of the answers and the way they assessed people's attitudes towards mental health problems was with 35 items. And attitudes like my community would see mental health problems as something to keep a secret, internal shame factors like I would blame myself for the problems, or things about their family in terms of being worried that they would let their family down, were things that were on a Likert scale, and they saw really high results with the Arab communities. But I really hope, you know, that survey did explain a little more to you guys and made you, you know, helped you guys understand a little more. But with that said, our episode is coming to an end. And, you know, mental health is very serious. And I really do hope that anyone who's dealing with anything like this does have the courage to speak up for themselves, because the way that they feel does matter. And mental health awareness is here for a reason. And we have accomplished getting it out and making people aware about it in 2023 for a reason. So of course, you know, if you're struggling with anything, reach out to anyone, talk to someone, and don't be scared to hide your feelings, because it's nothing to be ashamed about. And it's a pretty crazy world we live in, and the things that we're expected to do on a daily basis can be overwhelming. So, you know, take care of yourself. And I really hope this episode helped you guys understand how mental health is viewed in the Arab world. But I am also very, very proud of what we've been able to accomplish as a community in terms of how we see it and being able to acknowledge that it is a real thing. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys hop onto my next episode. Have a great day.